This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
3 o'clock growl. Yeah, when I hear that, John, it makes me sad that you don't love.
Sad. I'll get there one day. I can work up to it.
You know,
I would have liked myself a lot better if I would have made more putts.
You know what Aaron Rodgers says? He says you
hated
can't
that
love,
guy who was putting.
You can't love anybody else till you love yourself. That's what Aaron Rodgers said.
He was high on ayahuasca when he said it.
He was on ayahuasca when he said it. You're absolutely right. Yeah. All right, so I've made a screw up, and I think it's a significant one in terms of family.
All right, I'll be the judge of that. What did you do?
My brother's birthday was 5 days ago.
Okay. You forgot?
Totally forgot.
Like no acknowledgement, no text,
no call, no email, no anything. And you know what's weird? I talked to him the day before his birthday and never wished him a happy birthday.
You went full 16 candles.
Correct. Okay. There was no clue. So now I've
Do you guys know what I'm talking about when I say that? The movie 16 Candles, Molly Ringwald, on her 16th birthday, her sister is getting married. And everyone forgets her birthday, her 16th birthday.
Oh, yeah.
Just completely ignores it and blows it off. And that's the premise of 16 Candles.
So I have an opportunity to compose a text to try to make this right, John.
Okay.
So tell me what to say.
All right. Is this for Brian?
This is for Brian, my brother Brian, who lives in Ohio.
All right. Brian, it dawned on me today that I forgot to text you on your birthday, or I forgot to reach out to you on your birthday, and I'm feeling guilty about it.
Mm-hmm.
As a gesture to make up for it, I'm sending you $100 on Apple Pay.
As a gesture to make up for it, I'm sending you $100 on Apple Pay. All right.
And then send him $100.
Send him $100.
I think you're out of it then.
Oh, you're absolutely right. Money greases everything,
of course,
man.
Well, I'll tell you one thing that you've convinced me of. Hmm. When we had Lindsay Theory on the show. By the way, we won't have Lindsay on as much now because she switched to the Chargers.
We won't have her on at all.
But we love her.
Oh, I love Lindsay. Yeah. She's great, but we're not going to talk Chargers on this show.
Yeah, we may bring her on just to talk about other stuff.
Yeah, just other stuff.
As long as we don't have to talk about the Chargers.
Anything but.
It changed my perspective. I've always felt that the best gift you can give someone is money.
Yes.
But I've felt it's a little cold and impersonal and somewhat socially unacceptable. But when we had Lindsay on, when Lindsay got married, I bought her something off her registry that was like these floating candles.
Yes. Okay. Like votive candles.
Yes.
Right?
Which she liked. And as a matter of fact, when she was on the show, she goes, "I'm literally looking at them right now." And I said, "All right, Lindsay, we need a moment of honesty. I sent you floating candles off your registry.
Right.
Mason sent you cold, hard cash.
Yep.
Who had the better gift?" And she goes, "I won't answer that." I go, "You will, or we won't let you hang up."
Mm-hmm.
And at the end, she said, "I preferred the money." Nobody who's being honest will ever turn down
money.
Cash. Cash makes the world go round.
Yes,
what do I always say, Mace? Follow the money. That, which is exactly why I want Bergman to marry an heiress, because she has a lot of money.
That's all.
And
that
he will be happy.
You. All that matters to you.
Yeah, especially if she has like homes all over the world. That would be really good too. But money can get you out of a lot of stuff.
Yeah, it absolutely can. It is the best gift. And you know, my sister or my niece is going to marry some guy. Who she had a baby with in a couple of weeks, and I wasn't going to get an invitation. There are only 15 people invited. I'm like, at least invite me so I can send you some dough.
Well, see, I wouldn't be the least bit upset that I wasn't invited. My first question when I get an invite like that is, do I have to go?
Oh, my first thought is, what should I send?
Yeah, but I'll send you something if you invite me, but I'm not coming. I don't want to go to your wedding. I'm saying, Jorge, you can invite me. I will send you a nice gift. I'm not coming.
That's all good.
Mason's most of the time like that, although he went to Lindsay's wedding.
Yeah, he did.
And so she had to pay, you know, $200 for him and Juan or whatever they were.
Don't worry. I more than covered it.
Yeah, but with cash, which pays
correct.
For itself.
Yes.
But, you know, by the way, when you get married, you have to have a like traditional groomsman's gift.
Yes.
You know what I gave my groomsman? I gave him a money clip with $100 in it.
Oh, that's great.
Because, I mean, you know, they had to rent a tux.
Yeah,
and,
sure.
You know, dress up
in a
monkey.
It's a pain in the ass to be in somebody's wedding.
Monkey suit, yeah. And I said, you know, I thanked him. So I gave him a money clip and put $100 in it and said, let's go.
So we were at Dave Singer's wedding years and years ago.
With the cash bar.
With the cash bar.
Yeah.
And I flew in from New York because I was in the wedding party. And I am telling you, when I look at pictures, so I weigh 211 right now.
Yeah.
I weighed 237.
I don't think I've ever remembered. Well, that's when you're living in New York.
When I lived in New York, yeah. I was stuffed into that tuxedo like a sausage, man. I look at the pictures now. I am friggin' horrified that I look like that. 211 is heaven compared to 237.
You make a good point, though, about if you're invited to be in someone's wedding, like, you can't really say no.
No.
But it is a pain in the ass.
It is a pain in the
ass.
I've been
in probably five or six of them.
Yeah, I've been in a few, and I don't, it's fine. All weddings are, they're beautiful, right? They're mm-hmm. all, we went to that wedding in Puerto Rico. It was beautiful. I mean, it's picturesque. It was fancy. It was fantastic. Lindsay's wedding, Lindsay Theory, great.
Oh, I was thinking Fulton, and I'm like, no, Lindsay Fulton got married?
Lindsay.
God,
Lindsay,
she didn't even tell me.
Lindsay Theory's wedding, yeah. Fantastic. Bill Plaschke actually did the ceremony, did the vows, and he was really good at it. So, again, the rule is send me an invitation. Okay. I'll at least send you money.
We've been mentioning big game at Dodger Stadium
yes.
tonight. It's the highest price ticket of the year so far because they're doing a tribute to Vin Scully at 6:30 before the game. The entire tribute will be carried on Sportsnet LA.
Yes.
On the Dodger Network, so you can watch it.
We should also mention Clayton Kershaw has gone to the injured list.
Right.
Reyes Maranta called up from the minors to take his spot. Chris Taylor activated from the injured list.
Not only activated, but here's the Dodgers have just released their lineup,
for
tonight.
Okay, good.
Mookie Betts leading off in right. Trey Turner at short. Freddie Freeman at first, Will Smith catching, Chris Taylor playing second base. Remember, they didn't want him on the infield because they wanted to protect his elbow, but now they need him.
Right.
So he goes to second base. Hanser Alberto is going to play third. Miguel Vargas, the kid, is going to DH like he did in San Francisco.
He was 2-for-4 the other night in his major league debut.
Trace Thompson in left, batting eighth.
Nice.
And Cody Bellinger in center, batting ninth. That'll be the lineup tonight against the Padres. Is it Gonsolin for the Dodgers?
I don't know. We should know who's pitching for the Dodgers. Is it Gonsolin tonight?
I thought so, and I don't know who's – look and see who's pitching for the Padres, too. I just got a text from Amanda. She said – you wouldn't come to my wedding?
Well, I would go to Amanda's.
I would go to your. I would go to your wedding. She says. Then she caveats that by saying, first I have to find a man. So this is strictly a
hypothetical. Gosselin tonight, guys. Gosselin tonight.
Gosselin tonight. Yeah.
Gosselin versus Sean Manaea. All right.
Okay.
Hey, look who's on the line. It's my brother Brian.
Hey, Brian.
What's
Brian.
Happening?
Hey, did you just get Steve's message?
Yeah, I just got something that said, do I have a minute to talk on the air? I said, of course.
Okay.
And you got the other thing.
Did you get the gift?
No gift.
You did not get
I did get the gift. Yeah, the birthday, happy birthday 5 days late. I got that one.
Yeah, that's why we're calling. Now, so here's the thing. He sent you $100 because he feels guilty that he forgot your birthday, which I said would make up for any guilt he's feeling. Do you since he sent you $100, Brian, do you forgive your brother for forgetting your birthday?
Listen, John, it's $100 a day. What are we talking about? $100, that's, you're talking about $20 a day. This is $100 a day screw up.
You know what? I kind of agree with Brian.
$20, yeah, $500.
$20 a day.
Yeah.
When you phrase it that way,
it
really
does sound cheap, doesn't it?
You did kind of cheap
right.
out on him.
Damn.
That's ridiculous.
No, you're right. I'll up the offer. The offer, Brian.
Yeah.
5 days late is inexcusable.
Yeah, 5 days. 100 a day is reasonable. You need to send him 400 more.
Okay. It's on the way. Right.
So, Brian, that's a really good day for you. 500 from your dumb brother for forgetting your birthday.
500's great. Yeah. You know, what I'm curious is, like all the other years, and I'm just going to go back just through my text messages just to figure out what other, you know, money he may owe me, which I know is a lot.
Yeah. So, Brian, here's the thing he feels the worst about. Do you remember that he actually spoke to you the day before your birthday and never brought it up?
Well, that was actually the day after.
Oh, that's even worse.
I didn't remember it was your birthday. I talked to you for like an hour and a half.
You went full 16 candles on your own brother. God. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is brutal.
Yeah, I was waiting. I thought he was waiting to the end, you know, and there was going to be like a big thing to it. But
yeah, nope,
no, didn't happen. See you later. Love you.
So you're a big Ohio State fan. Now USC is coming for you. What do you think?
I love it. I love that USC and UCLA are coming. You know, the best teams, which I think USC is going to be very formidable, very fast.
Yep.
But, you know, bring them on and, you know, let's line them up and, you know, see who the best teams are. And, you know, so I love it.
Now I get to come to Columbus for a USC-Ohio State game in a couple of years.
You will love it. It's the best time.
Yeah, it is great. It is great.
Yeah, and we're very nice. We're very nice to the opposing team.
Are you being sarcastic? Or are you being honest?
Like if he comes? Yeah,
very sarcastic.
So if he comes dressed head to toe in USC gear, there's a chance he could get a mustard pretzel in the ear, right?
Well, there's a chance I might kick his ass.
Yeah.
You know, forget everybody else. It's probably me he has to worry about.
That's awesome.
All right. Well, Brian, listen, happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Brian.
Money's on the way. Go Trojans.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Talk to you next year on your birthday.
Right. Or 5 days later. Yeah. All right, Brian. Have a good day, man.
All right. See you guys.
See ya. Bye.
There's Brian Mashonsky.
He negotiated a good deal for himself
right there,
which I think is a fair deal.
What do I say? Relationships. Negotiate.
Yeah, we didn't do a very good job in negotiating. He just made a demand, and we acquiesced to it.
My brother gave
me
a demand.
We probably could have got him down to 300.
We probably could have talked him down.
We didn't
exactly.
even try.
My brother, Brian,
that was don't negotiate, just pay.
Yeah. My brother, Brian, by the way, and you could get a little bit over there, unbelievably funny. My brother Brian, some think, is the funniest person in the family.
My favorite part of that is I would kick his ass.
I would kick his ass, exactly. Yeah,
I wouldn't even wait to see what the rest of the
people do.
You know, that was I sent that as one of my art topics the other day, and I'm trying to remember what the context was. Maybe
sure,
one of
here.
You guys will remember.
Tell me.
Somebody wore a Vince. Oh, I know what it was. Somebody wore, was it Cowboy Camp in Oxnard?
Yes.
And wore it was
Niners jersey.
Right. And the Niners had knocked the Cowboys out last
right.
year. So it was like head to toe in a Debo jersey.
Yes.
Is that guy, Jorge, you're a Niner fan. Is that guy, are you proud of that guy for representing, or is he just incredibly stupid?
He's incredibly stupid.
Yeah. Why do you go to Cowboys camp and wear a Niners jersey? It makes no sense.
And somebody took a wide shot picture of him, and so there's probably 100 people in this picture, and 99 of them are in cowboy gear, and him,
you're
head to toe
stupid.
In red and
stupid.
White.
And you're not allowed to complain if you get blank from people for wearing.
Well, I remember we used to, when Dave Singer used to produce the show, he was all excited because he was going to a Dodger Giants game in San Francisco.
Yes.
And his dad was older at the time. His dad's no longer with us, but his Bob Singer was in. And Dave said, yeah, we've got our Dodger gear, our hats, and our jackets. And I went.
And wasn't he bringing his, he was bringing
yeah,
his.
Maxim was going,
Maxim
or
was
Nico
going
was going.
Yeah,
and we went, Dave. He goes, I got to represent the team. He's like Putty on Seinfeld. I paint my face, represent the team.
Yeah.
I go, Dave, you can't. It's a safety issue. You're going into the Giants stadium head to toe. Got to do it. I go, you literally don't have to do it. You're stupid if you do it. And I think we finally talked him out of it. I think he might have wore a Dodger hat, which was more than he should have worn. But, yeah, if you're not representing your team if you're putting yourself and your traveling party at risk.
Right.
Yeah, just go. You can root for your team, but no. Why invite ridicule? Why invite people to throw stuff at you?
Now, it's different. Now, that was just an extreme case. It's different. This is my opinion. There will be somebody tonight at Dodger Stadium wearing Padres gear.
Yeah.
And that's a different scenario because there are two teams playing and you're
and they're
to
both in
the
Southern California.
Right.
Yeah. And there's no, like the Dodger Giants, like people have been in the hospital and suffered brain damage.
Oh, exactly.
And, it's a whole thing.
It's awful. Awful.
Yeah.
But for tonight, it's a huge series. I'm wondering, do people think the Padres are for real?
Oh, I do. I mean, I don't think they're going to compete for the division this year.
No.
But if they get Tatis next year and he's healthy and they put that lineup out there, Machado, Tatis, Soto, in whatever order they put him in, that's as strong as anything the Dodgers have. That's Mookie Betts, Trey Turner, Freddie Freeman.
It is. It's an unbelievably dynamic.
Yeah, those guys
are
really good.
If they have Tatis
good.
For the playoffs, they're going to be a beast, and Hader is a machine coming out of the – although, you know, Hader wasn't really having a great year. His ERA is over 4.
He wasn't having a great month.
Yeah.
He's been really bad over the last month.
I would get lots of Dodger stuff for you. I actually got a nugget on how close the Angels came to trading Shohei Ohtani. That's coming up next for you. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
It's Friday. All right, what's going on, people? It's Friday afternoon. We are winding down the week and glad you're there. And so we talk. You know what I'm doing tonight, John? This is right after the show. Know what
okay,
I'm doing?
4 o'clock. You're going to the movies.
No, I'm not. I am going to, for the very first time, play pickleball.
It's fun.
Yeah, yeah. I actually.
Stay. Okay, here's my tip to you.
Okay.
And you'll ask the people that are teaching you to, you got to stay out of the kitchen.
What's that mean?
Stay out of the kitchen. Just ask them.
Ask them.
Have you played? Have you played pickleball?
No, never.
Okay, gotta stay out of the kitchen.
I actually have. I did. I do have an instructor.
Okay, your instructor will tell you you have to stay out of the kitchen.
His name is Chad Pinder. He's my instructor.
Chad will back me up on this.
Stay out of the kitchen.
Yeah, the kitchen's the front part. You're not allowed to go in there.
Okay, can't
stay back.
Stay back.
Yeah,
right. You're not allowed to charge the net and go for the kill.
But you got it. Well, you can't get right back out.
Okay.
Yeah, gotta get out of the kitchen.
Do you play pickleball?
Lisa does all the time.
Do you?
I've played probably 5 times.
Hmm.
It's fun.
Interesting.
You'll like it.
Yeah.
It's good.
Yeah.
And it's less stressful than tennis. You don't have to run as much.
Tennis was never my jam.
Hey, did you ever watch Nope? Did you ever watch it?
No.
Okay.
Did you?
No. Nope.
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 Yeah, I said
that's a Jordan Peele movie?
Yeah. I have nothing against it. Like, I'll watch it when it comes out. I just didn't get a chance to see it in theaters. You know what's weird? I'm transforming from somebody who saw every movie in theaters to somebody who watches movies at home. Like, I bought that crappy Jurassic Park movie and watched it at home for $19, and I ended up watching, you know, about 45 minutes of it and looking at it and saying that's a bunch of schlock.
Well, okay, so this is significant because you were... This is why the movie business, as we know it, may go away. You were married to going to theaters.
Yes.
You did it more than anybody I know.
Yeah.
I love getting movies at home because I have a giant big screen and I'm in the comfort of my own home and I can, you know, sit in my massage chair and make popcorn and do whatever I want. I think the pandemic changed the way people consume movies in this country, and I wonder... Mace, when I lived at UCLA in the 80s, there were more than 60 movie theaters in Westwood Village.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder 10, 15 years from now if that number's not going to be in single digits.
Let's see. Well, they closed the Landmark, which was on Pico, which is sort of adjacent, Westwood adjacent.
They still have tons of theaters in Westwood, but what I'm saying is...
A friend of mine owns the big one and the one across the street, the Bruin.
Yeah, they
still have big Hollywood premieres there.
Right. But what I'm saying is, if even you have now fallen in love with watching movies at home, what chance do they have to keep the theaters
open? Well, here's the thing. Last year, I pulled it up. I saw 41 movies in theaters.
Okay.
This year, I've seen six.
There you go.
Yeah.
And I mean, hey, what was the Ohtani story?
Okay, here's the Ohtani story. So we all debated, should the Angels trade? Will they trade? So the Shohei Ohtani trade never had a chance. Word is Angels owner Artie Moreno did not even want to hear offers. Moreno told people in his front office he simply could not trade Ohtani while Mike Trout and Anthony Rendon were out with injuries. The Angels probably need a reset, however, and the belief is that Trout, with a full no-trade clause, would be hard to deal, and Rendon with injury after injury would be nearly impossible to trade. This is what one rival exec says. In 14 months, he's gone. And once he's out the door, he's never coming back.
Buster Olney, who we've had on the show a lot, says there's no way by the end of next season that Shohei Ohtani will still be on the Angels. Says it's inevitable. He said it's not a matter of if they should trade him, it's when.
Yeah.
And Artie can sit there and hold his guns, but pretty soon Shohei is going to have the con.
But here's the thing. I mean, this sort of counter your star effing driven town thinking if you trade the biggest star in the game, and Shohei Ohtani is.
Right, but
it's a star driven town. Would we
be talking
about the Angels if it weren't for Shohei Ohtani? No.
No, but we never talk about the Angels anyway.
Well, we've talked more about the Angels this year than we have in any year I can remember because of Shohei Ohtani.
But the dialogue we're having is, how can the Angels be this bad when they have Shohei Ohtani? I mean, it's all negative.
Right.
It's a star-driven town, but the star has to lead to winning. And if you lose in L.A., nobody cares.
You're not relevant.
There's something worse than being bad, and you just said it. It's being irrelevant.
But don't you think the Angels become completely irrelevant if they trade Shohei Ohtani?
I don't know. I remember one time I was on a Lakers road trip, and I was in Dallas.
Right.
And I went to the gym, and I ran into Jim Fox,
okay,
who does color on TV for the Kings. He's really good. And I said, hey, man, how come the Kings, ever since Gretzky left, the Kings, and he played with Gretzky.
Yeah.
I said, the Kings just don't have any stars. It's a star-driven town, man. What reason do I have to go see the Kings? And he said, it can only be a star-driven town if you win. And he goes, they can win with the roster they have. And he was right. 2 years later, they won the Stanley Cup. So you have to do one or the other. You have to win, or you have to have a bunch of stars. The Angels have a bunch of stars, and they don't win. So it negates it. They've got to, I mean, Shohei is great. He's the best player I've ever seen. But they're terrible. And if they don't win, it doesn't. Then he's just going to walk, and then you get nothing for him, which we both agree is the worst thing that can happen. So
now, if I'm Artie, if I'm Perry Manasian, I think I'm saying his name right.
Yep, I think you are too.
If I'm Perry Manasian, I'm like, give me one more crack at putting a good team around Shohei Ohtani.
Yeah,
let me try to do.
I think that's what they've decided to do.
And if we don't get it done next year at the trade deadline, we will get what we can for Shohei Ohtani.
Yeah, you just hit the nail on the head with the plan. That's right. Got to be the plan.
Yeah, that has to be.
And then you just ask for the moon and hope somebody's dumb enough to give it to you.
Hey, let's go to Tom in Santa Barbara. Hey, Tom, you're on 710. What's up, man? Hello, Tom.
Here's the thing.
Yeah.
Hey, you there?
Yeah,
yeah. Hey, Tom, you're on the air.
Right on. Hey, you know, you wear your jersey. I wear my Koufax jersey to every game. My wife wears a Kershaw. Giants fans that wear Posey or Mays or whatever, it's respect. This is an old-time, old-school legend rivalry, and we don't, you know, yeah, fights happen, but the main thing is we respect, and I respect the Giants, even though we've beaten them 8 in a row.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're much easier to respect when they're losing.
Yeah, but Tom, if you're taking kids to a game or you're taking your elderly father and you're going to San Francisco and you're sitting in a bunch of Giant fans, it's just an unnecessary risk.
Okay, my cousin Jenny and her husband, who's the lead guitar player for a punk rock band, from the 80s, 90s.
What's
they're
the
great.
Band? What's the band?
But they go, they wear their Dodger jerseys. Yep. They're respected. They, you know, it's just you show respect, you be respectful, you go, hey, let's go, good luck, and off we go. And that's the Dodgers Giants.
Okay.
The Padres, on the other hand, my little children, they're cute, but, you know, we'll see.
I totally
right,
agree.
Thanks, man.
By the way, I totally agree with you. I hate the Giants, but I think the Padres are just adorable. They're just an adorable little
well,
team trying to win.
Now, but now they're... They can win the World Series with the roster they have now. I wouldn't have said that before last week. They're a legitimate World Series contender now. You can get into a 3-game series with them or a 5-game series with them, and
or a 7-game series with
yeah,
them.
Yeah, and they now can throw Musgrave. They can throw Snell.
Musgrove, yeah.
Yeah, they can throw, and so they can throw Darvish. They have legitimate pitching, and now they have a great lineup. So I think you got to take them seriously.
Yeah, yeah. All right, coming up next for you, John. I sent this tweet yesterday. Kimbrel makes me crazy. Evan Phillips should be the closer right now. The most interesting response I got was from the Big Bad Wolfie.
Okay.
I'll tell you what it is coming up next. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
So, John, last night I spent a little time on Twitter after the show. I was stoned, and I ended up on Twitter. And
shocking.
If you get a tweet from me or if I respond to something after 4:20, it means I'm in a state. But I found some good stuff on Twitter last night. So
I completely agree with what you tweeted.
Yeah, Kimbrel makes me crazy.
Me too.
Angry face. Evan Phillips should be the closer right now.
Kimbrel is an e-ticket ride every time he goes out there. Like even last night. Gave up a run,
yep.
Almost gave up a home run.
Yep.
I mean, it's
always traffic on the bases.
Yeah, it's never, ever drama free.
Right. So yep. Big Bad Wolfie tweeted me back last night. He said, Mace, no. Now is the time to let him work out his challenges with a 12.5 game lead. Then you play the matchups in the playoffs. I hate the closer label for anyone. I heard from multiple people who said Evan Phillips is the most dynamic arm in the bullpen right now. The time for him is the 7th or the 8th with runners on, and let Kimbrel try to work himself through it in the 9th inning and try to get right for the postseason. What do you think of that approach?
Well, here's one thing that I've never been able to kind of figure out. Remember when the Dodgers won the World Series a couple of years ago?
I was there.
Julio Urias came in the 6th or 7th inning, and they couldn't hit him.
Right.
He was basically unhittable.
Yeah.
So Dave Roberts just kept putting him out there.
Yeah.
Pitched 6th, pitched 7th, pitched the 8th, pitched the 9th. If Evan Phillips comes out.
You're talking about the final game of the World Series.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If Evan Phillips comes out and he pitches the 7th and has no issues, and then pitches the 8th and has no issues. He still hasn't seen – I mean, the guys that are coming up haven't seen him yet, particularly if he goes up, three down. Why not leave him in and let him pitch the 9th?
Well, here's
– I mean, he couldn't do it every game, but, like, tonight.
Well, Kelly would have inning and two he'd
well, here's an example. Big game tonight.
Right.
Let's say the Dodgers are up by 1
and
the Padres start making some noise in the 7th inning.
Okay.
You bring Phillips in. You get him
– shut it down.
Yep. Let him pitch the 8th. If he has no trouble in the 8th, I'd trot him back out there to pitch the 9th. Why do you have to bring Kimbrel in?
I agree with Big Bad Wolfie. which is
let Kimbrel work it out.
Let Kimbrel work it
out.
You
changed your mind?
I did. He convinced
me.
Well,
there is, these are games you can afford to lose.
Right, and you want, and this is the thing, he says he hates the closer label. You know, the reality is the best arm in your bullpen should be the guy that comes in the seventh or eighth inning with runners on, with traffic on the bases, who can work his way out of a jam. We saw Evan Phillips do that twice this week, got out of bases loaded jams.
Bases loaded, no outs.
Right.
And, twice.
And found a way.
Yeah, that's a magician.
Their
there.
Argument, this guy's argument is that's where you want Evan Phillips. Let Kimbrel work
yeah,
it
I
out.
Yeah, I would just leave guys in longer than they did it. All right, let me ask you, are you superstitious as a sports fan? Like if you're
yeah,
watching a
very.
Game and you're sitting in the same spot or if you're wearing a lucky
extremely
hat.
Extremely superstitious.
All right, me too. So during the Twins-Padres game the other day, mm-hmm. the Padres playing the Twins, Dylan Bundy, who plays for the Twins, got caught on camera while he was picking his nose. And you'll hear on this the Padres announcers making fun of him for that. But, Jose Miranda, his teammate at the plate, then did this.
Foul back off to the right, and it's 1-1.
Oh, yeah. Get in there. Oh, yeah.
Bundy,
couple up. Knuckles.
Wow.
Yeah, there you go. Get it.
Take
his
nose.
Yeah. $50 says a kid's going to eat it.
High drive, deep left field. And that ball is gone. A home run. Jose Miranda's connected on his 10th home run of the year. It's another solo shot, and the Twins have taken a 2-1 lead.
Okay, so here's my question.
Yes.
You're Dylan Bundy. You've
right.
been embarrassed. You got caught on camera picking your nose.
Yep. And by the way, really digging.
Yeah.
Like he was really
I think
digging.
That was Mark Grant, the Padre announcer, who said $50
says he eats it,
which
yep.
is a line from Caddyshack. I'm superstitious. You're superstitious. If you're Dylan Bundy,
mm-hmm.
the next time Jose Miranda comes up.
Oh, pick your nose again?
I would. Would you?
I think I would.
I would too. Jorge?
Hell yes, I would.
I would put up punch.
Definitely would.
Yeah. I would put up with the embarrassment of getting caught as a nose picker.
If it meant Jose Miranda hits a home run.
Now, if he strikes out, you don't have to do it anymore.
Correct.
But don't you have to ride the wave while it's hot?
Yep. You absolutely do.
Yeah. I would pick my nose every time Jose Miranda came up until he made an out.
There you go. Standing up for nose pickers everywhere.
Yeah. Amen.
You know what I love? I love that when people are in their car, they, for some reason, they believe they can't be seen. They think they're invisible. And so if you ever look into passenger seats or driver's seats, people are doing all, you know, picking their nose and doing all kinds of stuff.
Singing.
But they think singing.
Milk.
Oh, there you go.
Get in here, Momo. We're going to play Game of Games here in a minute.
Come on in, Momo. Yeah, but I mean, that's some sort of invisible force field where we're not supposed to see them picking their nose, but they're obviously picking their nose.
Yeah, I would not be the least bit embarrassed if the end result of me picking my nose meant my teammate. Let's say you and I are on the same team.
Yes.
I'm picking my nose. I get caught on camera. You hit a home run. I'm picking it again.
Next year, 7-10 All-Star softball
right back
softball
to it.
Game.
Let's right do it. Back to
do it.
It.
All right, Momo's going to jump in here. We're going to do Game of Games. It is Jorge's game today.
Yes, it is.
You got something good?
Yeah, we've been talking about summer songs, so I got a list of summer songs
okay.
over the years.
Oh, good.
We will do that coming up next for you. Momo's going to join and play. It's Momo and DeMarco in the afternoon
yeah,
today.
Yeah, Momo, not a threat to win.
Yeah. No, you're,
what are you talking about?
Run. You give it a run.
Yeah.
You got it.
I'm not getting skunked, you know.
Yeah, don't get skunked.
I'm out there.
Yeah. Right. So we'll do that coming up next for you. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Buddy, it's Game of Games time. Momo joins us. Momo, yesterday I listened to you and DeMarco. I told you I would listen very, very carefully,
yes.
And I did. You were critical of my interview with Sean McVay, so I will say to you, you did a solid 6
okay.
yesterday on the show.
I'll take that.
Yeah,
respect.
Six.
You know what that is? Respectfully mediocre.
Respectfully
yeah.
mediocre.
You know what? undersell, overdeliver.
Yes, seven is a stretch goal.
Yeah. All right, it is time for Game of Games, and Jorge Briones has the game today. Jorge's games are always good. What do you got today, man?
Okay, so I went to the Rolling Stone website, and they have a list of the top 50 summer songs.
So you went
of
real
all time.
Deep into the research. Yeah.
Nice.
Real deep. Right. You went to one.
So how does
website?
The game work?
So I pulled 12 of these songs.
Okay.
So
either is it name that tune?
Name that tune. Either the name of the song or the artist.
Okay. Either
and
or.
Your name is your buzzer?
Yeah.
All right, so it's Funchess, Mason, Ireland, Momo.
And none of us are on a delay.
No, we're all here.
Yeah. So Momo has no excuses. Yeah. All right, here we go.
Here goes, number 10.
Mason.
Punch. Mason.
That is I Like It Like That.
Yes, it is.
That's, okay, that's the one part of the song we heard.
Well, he got it, though.
I got it.
He buzzed in first.
I did get it.
You could have done that. All right, here we go.
Number 9.
Punch. That's Vacation by the Go-Go's.
Vacation, it is.
Okay, one to one.
That's a great song.
Yeah. All right, here goes number 8. And that was 1982. So here goes. Okay. 1984. Here we go.
Punch.
Momo.
Punch it is.
Prince,
it is.
Yeah. When Doves Cry. Yeah.
Exactly. That's good.
All right, so right now it is Funch 1.
Well, we got to go fast.
Mason 1, Ireland 1, Momo Bupkis.
We're going to go fast.
Here we go.
Number 7.
Ireland.
Oh. Ireland.
School's Out for Summer.
School's Out for Summer.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right, number 6.
It's just too fast.
Funch.
Public Enemy.
Oh.
Okay, Funch is 2, Ireland 2, Mason 1. You got 12 of these?
I got 12 of these.
All right, we've done 5. Yeah. Here we go.
Here comes number 5.
Ireland,
Ireland.
Beach Boys.
Beach Boys, it is.
I'm just too slow. We're just too slow, man. Yeah. You know what it is? It's Friday. We're like, ooh.
It is. After Friday.
Well, I'm energized.
I know. I'm trying.
Right, we are halfway through the game. There are 6 songs down and 6 to go.
Yes, it is. Here we go. We got number 3.
Mace.
Momo.
Bunch.
Mace.
Kanye.
No, Momo.
Momo.
That is Snoop and Dr. Dre.
That is Snoop, not Dr. Dre, but we'll give you credit. Okay,
we'll give it to you.
Momo's on the board.
Okay, thanks.
Here's number 2.
Nice.
Punch.
Marvin Gaye.
What's the name of the song, though?
It's got to give it up, right?
Yeah, it up.
Yes, okay, Funch. That
Punch
could also
good.
Be the beginning of Blurred Lines.
It could be. Yeah. It could be. That's what the lawsuit was about.
So here we go. It's Funch's 3. Ireland 3, Mason 1, Momo 1.
Okay, here we go. The number one song, according to Rolling Stone, of all time. Summer song of all time.
Okay.
This is it right here. Number 1.
Funch.
Momo.
Ireland.
3.
Momo.
Ramona.
Momo.
It's Good Times.
Good Times.
Good Times.
Okay. All right, Ramona's one off of the lead.
All right, this is my last one, actually.
Okay.
Oh, this is
one. This is
all right, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
This one's worth 5.
Oh, wait. Okay, so do you have a tiebreaker or no?
No, this is my last
okay, song. Okay, so this is you. Song. Ramona and Mason are out. This is between me and Funch.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Here we go, guys.
I don't think I know it. Let it play.
Oh, I kind of know this.
Funch.
Three, 2, 1.
Ireland. Summer Days.
No, it's called Fun in the Summer.
I was going to say something.
All right. So Funch, we each get a point because there's no tiebreaker there. So is that your first win or your second win?
My first win of the month.
Yay, yeah. Funch!
All right, so we'll each get a point there. And that means, Maze, does that not mean that there are 6 people all with 1?
Let's see. Funch gets a point. Ireland gets a point. And yes, it is Bergman 1, Laura 1, Beto 1, Jacob Imrani 1, Jorge 1, Funch 1, Ireland 1.
This has never happened.
No.
It's 7 people that each have one.
Each have 1 point. It's wide open. Momo, you got a chance. It's wide open.
All you got to do is get on the board.
All I got to do is get a guess.
You seem so accurate with these games. You're so good at games.
Really not.
Playing them.
Yeah, just say swag like Jorge.
All right, swag.
Sweet wild ass guess.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
I thought it was stupid wild ass guess.
Scientific wild ass guess.
Yeah, they all work.
Yeah.
All right. So Ramona, the highest priced ticket of the year tonight at Dodger Stadium.
Are you going?
No.
I thought about going.
Yeah.
It's gonna be really cool.
Who's gonna be there?
I'm going to watch. I'm going home to watch it.
Yeah, it's on at 6:30. It's on Sportsnet LA. It's a good question. Who's going to be there? Who's going to be there?
Yeah, I wonder if people are going to speak. Do you think people are going to speak? Or are they just going to run old Vin stuff?
No, I would think people are going to speak. Didn't they do that? They did something like that when Vin retired, right? Before they did a pregame ceremony.
And then he sang When Beneath My Wings.
Kevin Costner was the host of that last.
But
game.
I wonder, you know who would show up if he's in town and not busy? Is Cranston.
Oh, my God. Brian would love it. Yeah.
Yeah, he loves Vin.
Yeah. It'll be interesting to see. 6:30 tonight. It's on Sportsnet LA. If you can't be there, and then the Dodgers play the Padres. Momo, what do you think? The Padres really loaded up. Are they for real?
Yeah. You know what? I kind of think of the Padres like the Clippers.
Me too.
When the Clippers went all in on Kawhi and Paul George, like we just keep waiting for that to work. And for whatever reason, it hasn't so far.
Yep.
But it doesn't mean that it can't. It just means it hasn't. So until they prove it, I'm just going to say, they're just the Padres, they're the Friars, whatever they are.
Ramona, you've been in here for about 10 minutes. And neither one of us has mentioned that the Raiders took step one last night.
Hey, I was leading the show with that.
Going 21-0 this year.
You're really going to lead the show with that?
That's all we got. No,
that's not all you got. There's so much going on right now.
Okay, no, Romo, let me ask this question, though.
It's a Raider game.
All right. A lot of people, and you guys, we should maybe, well, we'll ask DeMarco when he gets in here, too. Last night, Derek Carr didn't play. Devontae Adams didn't play.
Right.
Josh Jacobs, who's coming off of back-to-back 1,000-yard seasons, played not one series, but two. And it has led several media people to suggest he's not in their long-term plans if they played him in two consecutive series in a meaningless preseason game.
Well, they have two running backs now.
Yes, yeah, I disagree with you on this.
Now, you won't see Sean McVay playing Cam Akers or Daryl Henderson any of those games.
I was trying to remember all of the great New England running backs over the years. There really weren't
any. Corey Dillon.
I think we're looking at running back by committee for the Raiders more than they're getting off of Josh Jacobs.
Right, but why would you showcase Josh Jacobs in a meaningless
game?
Well,
you use the word showcase.
I see where you're going.
You think they're pumping him up to be traded.
I don't necessarily think it. Well, like Pro Football Talk thinks it. They suggested it last night during the game. It's just we've now come to the point where preseason games, it used to be everybody played at least a couple of series. Yeah. But now nobody plays that's any good more than one series.
Right.
The fact that he played two and that he's coming up on a window where they're going to have to pay him.
Yep.
And Mace, a lot of people don't pay running backs.
No, I would never pay a running back.
Like, you look at the worst contract in the league right now is probably Ezekiel Elliott.
Yeah, terrible.
Ramona, do you think they're moving off of Josh Jacobs?
I think it's only a question of when.
Right.
You know, it's not a question of if, it's just when. Do they do it now?
I don't think they're going to pay him.
No, they're not going to pay him. So,
but I think he's going to play.
But
and
what
I
do
think
you get
gonna
for running backs now?
Nothing.
Especially running backs that are going to have that you're going to have to pay. So you might as well just play him a lot this year.
Yeah, what's the market for
it's
a
not
running
like,
back?
I heard you guys talking about
trading
Ohtani.
Well, I mean, for Derrick Henry, it would be good.
Oh,
I mean,
sure, okay. Sure.
But it wouldn't be what you got for the receivers that have been traded.
No, the receivers are where the money is, man.
Yeah.
The receiver's getting paid.
Yeah, I think Derrick Henry would command similar to what the receivers are getting.
No way.
Yeah. Derrick Henry.
He missed half the year last year.
Derrick Henry runs, and he still led the league in rushing, right? I mean, he rushes for 2,000 yards a year. I mean, he's
what do you think they could get for Christian McCaffrey?
Nothing.
Right?
Nothing.
Unreliable.
Been hurt 2 years in a row, killed my fantasy team both years.
Yep.
But he's Derrick Henry's a tank. I think they might be able to.
Right, but do you want to bet on a guy with a whole bunch of carries under his belt? That's my question.
Football's cold, man.
Oh, football's cold. It's like
you have two good years, and they're like, "Up, you're over."
You know,
there.
The old Paul Brown statement was the you will be tolerated until you can be replaced.
Right. The most popular guy in the Rams 5 years ago was Todd Gurley.
No question.
Now he's basically out of the league.
I know.
And Ezekiel Elliott, when he got that huge contract, everybody said, "Well, he'll be leading the league in rushing for the next 5 years." He hasn't led the league in rushing at all since that year. So it is, you're right. Running back is a cold reality.
Right.
I'll
tell you. And if you look at it, I'm just looking at Derrick Henry. Last year only played half the season, ran for 900 yards. The years before he carried the ball 303 times. And then in 2020, 378 carries. That is, I mean, you want to just beat a guy up. That's a good way to do it right there. 378 carries. He ran for 2,000 yards, but 378 carries is crazy.
Yeah, it'll be, and you're right, running back for whatever reason has become like the replaceable position in the NFL.
Well, you know, Josh McDaniel's not a running back guy, although he did, you know, they signed that, and this is maybe part of all that, they signed Brandon Bolden at running back, who was an unrestricted free agent from New England.
Right, he's more of a
McDaniel
third down back,
from.
Though, than a bell cow. He's more of a guy you're going to throw the ball
but
to.
But do you think there's really going to be a bell cow in Vegas?
Yeah, I do. I think Jacobs will rush for 1,000 yards again. But maybe I'm misreading what happened last night. Jorge, hit the stager.
What's happening? It's Super Crosstalk time. We're on the air, DeMarco Farr. Momo's here. We're mixing it up.
And DeMarco, how did you interpret that? We were just talking about this. They played Josh Jacobs last night in a meaningless preseason game, two series. And a lot of people, a lot of media people, like Pro Football Talk are saying,
into the microphone.
This one or this one? That one, you're good there.
Are you new at this, DeMarco?
Okay. Two of them.
Yeah, there you
this
go. Okay. Now
did
you're
you
in.
Stop?
Yeah, why?
Say, she was critiquing you yesterday.
Hey, she was. You're right.
DeMarco, something or nothing that they played him two series in a meaningless preseason game. Does that mean they're either looking to trade him or moving off of him?
You know what? Some backs need some work in preseason to get their rhythm.
Yeah.
You know, Marshall used to say, I need a few carries in preseason just to get my rhythm. Steven Jackson played a little bit. When Steven Jackson didn't play preseason, the first time he had a touch in the regular season, he would put it on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Guaranteed. So it's no shock. It's football. He's been doing this his whole life. Two series is it's dangerous. You hold your breath. But it's not like extended duty. Get some bumps.
I think McVay's won me over with his approach to the preseason. I don't think I would ever play anybody good.
Well, he's not leading with a back. You know,
right.
Yeah, he's not running the football hard. He's not really going with the physical style.
But he doesn't play anybody significant
really
in the preseason,
right? No, it's
right?
smart. I mean, look, his offense, you can basically practice against trash cans.
Yeah.
You know, you're running the spots.
Everybody should be bubble wrapped.
You're making the defense, you know, get beat with their eyes. So it's a little bit different approach, so I get it. But some teams need to play their guys to get a rhythm.
Yeah. I mean, they do play other players. They just don't play skill guys. Like the offensive linemen play.
Yeah.
You know, the Raiders' first round draft pick, Alex Leatherwood, played last night.
I don't think really the Rams even play their offensive or defensive lines.
I don't think they do.
Every now and then. I mean, not a starter. Witt didn't play.
Yeah.
Havenstein won't play. But if there's a guy, like Bruss will play a lot. And he's probably going to be a starter towards the end of the year. So at some point, you're going to have to play some young guys just to get reps.
Preseason games, I don't even go to. I already gave away my tickets for next Friday.
The battles for 3 and 4 are great.
Yeah, no.
You're not into that?
I want to see the real – I want the real show.
What about, like, Perkins? You're not...
I'm interested.
Yeah.
But I can see that on TV. I don't need to go through the whole process of going to a game, getting ramped up, all that stuff.
You know what, though? You've been to the Super Bowl.
Yes.
Okay.
It's kind of hard to get up for that preseason
twice in 4 years.
Yeah.
Actually, 3 times in 5 years.
So
been
this
to the
is
Super
the
Bowl.
Big problem for the Rams this year.
Yeah.
They've been to the Super Bowl.
Yes.
Twice in the last 5 years.
Yeah.
Got so, a little, you know, it's like,
well, that's why
it's
so, I mean, nobody's talking about this, but it's super hard to repeat in the NFL.
Bobby Wagner,
nobody's done it since 2003.
I just talked to Bobby Wagner, and that was one of the questions about repeating. And
he almost did it.
He said the goal is don't go out to repeat. It's impossible. Go out to play every game like it's every game, so kind of forget about it. And that's what's good about McVay. You guys have talked to him. He is great about putting
apparently not well according
did
to
you did you really That's push funny. Him on that did you really get in there and
well,
say
held his feet to the fire Momo
yeah it's done. I mean, that was the worst thing he had to go through, was getting those rings that close to camp, but he did it, went out there, gave a speech, and then turned the page.
What's your level of concern about Stafford's elbow?
A little bit concerned. I said yesterday I'd love to see a little old school John Robinson football. Till, you know,
student body left, student body right.
Yeah, protect your guy a little bit.
Cam Akers, Daryl Henderson,
run the ball,
run.
Play defense. I wish you had a guy like Johnny Hecker play field position, but
DeMarco said something yesterday I'd never heard.
What's okay. that?
Did you know that Matthew Stafford doesn't warm up?
Did you notice that? Yeah.
He doesn't warm up?
A lot of people didn't notice that.
He doesn't warm up at all?
Remember towards the middle of the season when he was having trouble?
When the elbow thing and all that?
And it was usually early, right? Well, the guy's still warming up in the game. Once he got hot, like Baltimore.
Although
once he got hot in the fourth quarter, he
although Mason has a story that he tells all the time about Bruce Smith, the Hall of Fame defensive end, that always seemed to make sense to me. Bruce Smith was being coached by Marty Schottenheimer, and Schottenheimer was, I think this is back when they were coaching the Redskins, back when they were not the Commanders.
And they were grinding him because of Schottenheimer.
And Schottenheimer was a, you know, practice.
This is older Bruce Smith, breaking the record.
Yeah,
Bruce
right, right. Yeah, yeah. So Marty was getting on him in practice about not going hard. And Bruce Smith said, Coach, he goes, I've got about 1,000 plays left in me.
Yeah.
You can use them in practice.
Yep.
Or you can use them in the game, but eventually they're going away.
Oh yeah.
You yep. know. And I, so yeah. isn't yep. there isn't with Stafford, if that elbow is bothering him and he's got, let's say, 60 throws in him per game, do we want him to warm up?
Get him to December, get him to the postseason, and let him win it for you.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, like, yeah. you have a catch with Matthew Stafford.
Probably not half.
Yeah, let's do it with the Wolf.
The Wolf! Yeah. What was it again? Ooh. Half of what?
My goal this training camp was to have a catch with Matthew Stafford.
Oh, have a catch.
We were there.
He's going to throw it to you?
Yes. We were there on
what two. What distance?
We can be. He was right in front of us. He was 10 feet away
yeah,
from
okay. 10 feet away. Yeah.
Back up a little farther.
Yeah, no. Yeah, I, yeah. no. It,
but, okay. DeMarco, we were there last week, and we're going back Monday.
Yeah.
So I think maybe we should lower our standards and have Wolford throw it to Mason.
That's fun.
Yeah.
That's fun, too.
Yeah.
I think that's a little more catchable than, you know, Stafford.
And a little more negotiable.
But, yeah. Oh, yeah.
yeah.
Now, how do we feel about Wolford if he has to start a game?
You know, it depends. Well, that depends on Cam Akers and the offensive line, because you're not going to do what you do with Matthew Stafford with Wolford. I hope that Wolford learned to play the game a little bit better than he has.
Mm-hmm.
Because remember when he got knocked cold?
Yeah.
When Jared Goff went out, and then he came back and did the exact same thing on the exact same play?
Like, yep.
Look, your body is not yours, it's ours. You got to keep it upright. So, but he knows the offense. They trust him. There's not a thing you can't call with John Wolford.
Okay.
Yeah.
I want to throw something out there. So, this is a public service. Pink's Hot Dogs,
mm-hmm.
L.A. legend.
Yeah.
Giving away free hot dogs from 5 until 7 all weekend long.
Really?
So from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m.
It's a good happy hour.
Free
DeMarco's
hot dogs
putting it in his phone.
At
Pink's Hot Dogs. They are promoting the new Amazon series, A League of Their Own, which apparently comes out next week. And so they've done a tie-in with Pink's Hot Dogs. So
how long is that line going
to
be?
The line is going to be crazy. I was thinking about that. Everything good in L.A. has a line. Like In-N-Out Burger,
line.
Always a line.
Okay.
Chick-fil-A. Always
weird.
There's
weird
some
thing.
So true.
Tito's Tacos.
Tito's.
In my neighborhood. Always
love
a
Tito's
weird
Tacos.
Weird thing about me, unless I have my son with me, unless it involves a kid, I will not wait in line for anything.
I heard this about you. Is that
I understand
real?
That.
Ever?
Yeah, ever.
You know
nothing.
What I think it is?
If I'm with my son and we're going to Disneyland, he really wants to go on a ride,
yeah.
I'll wait in the line. If I go downstairs after this and I really want to get something at Starbucks, like I really want to get coffee.
And there's a line.
More than 5 people, I'm out.
Okay.
Wow.
I understand that. And I think it's partially
if I go to a restaurant and they say, I say, how long is the
wait?
And they say 30 minutes. I go find another one.
Yeah. yeah. I think it's because you travel so much.
Yeah.
And you also travel very efficiently because you're traveling on private jets and hotels and stuff.
So you're used to sliding
You're like George Clooney and Up in the Air.
Yeah.
You're like that guy.
Exactly like that guy.
I am kind of that guy or girl. But I don't have the same
you remember? Do you remember his George Clooney's line from that movie? This is Clooney's line,
not
mine.
I know.
Do not agree with me. He's teaching Anna Kendrick how to be more efficient.
When you go through the line of the TSA.
No, they're walking the line of the TSA, and he goes, old people and Asians. He said, get behind them because they're more efficient. And Anna Kendrick goes, that's racist. And he goes, it's facts. And he gets right in my... No, I never go that far. I don't pay attention to the ethnicity of people in front of me. But
disproved. My wife's Korean.
I signed up for a Clear.
Yeah.
Specifically so
me
I don't have to go in line.
Me too.
Yeah.
That's
I up for Clear.
Got sign up for Clear and put it on auto renew.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
yeah.
Not to think about it. I just...
And I don't use it that much because I fly private mostly, but...
With the team.
5 times a year.
Yeah, he's not using NetJets.
Yeah, I wish. Although Clay Thompson has a deal with NetJets. Maybe
he
can hook us
up. You're on Lakers Jets.
But I just, even if I only used Clear 3 times a year, I would pay for it.
Absolutely.
Just because I don't want to wait in line.
The last 3 days I've come in here, my go-to is I get to the front of the parking garage, I pull up the Starbucks app. As soon as I'm driving down in there, I put my order in so that as soon as I get out of my car, go up the elevator, my order at Starbucks is ready.
I do the same.
I don't want to wait.
I didn't do it for a really long time. Ireland did it all the time. I was like, yeah, I'll give that a try. And now it's, I couldn't live without the pre-order.
Yeah.
Do you do that, DeMarco, where you pre-order?
No. I don't mind waiting. I like talking to people anyway.
Really? You go down to Starbucks and you just talk to random
people?
Some rando talking to DeMarco Farr?
Or just observe. Just look. I like to people watch, so it doesn't bother me.
Yeah.
I've hardly, if ever, used Amazon.
All right, so this
what?
I like to go to stores.
What kind of person are you?
I like to go to the stores.
Are you kidding me?
I'm still holding it down for the old one.
So wait, do you have an Amazon Prime membership?
We do.
But you just don't use it that much.
I'd rather go and make it a day.
Jorge, do you know anyone who does not have an Amazon Prime membership?
I don't.
You do not have Amazon Prime?
I do not.
Whoa!
Really?
Really, Brenda does. I don't.
Oh, yeah, your household does.
That counts.
Same.
You don't shop.
Technically, I don't.
Well, yeah, your wife does.
Lisa does, but I have her
account. Your house, okay. Yeah. So
technically,
I don't.
I do, but Juan doesn't. But Juan does the ordering.
Okay, but how many people do you, I would venture to say that there are more people in this country who have Amazon Prime than do not.
I think it's the opposite.
Okay.
Really?
So that means that I'm very, like, we're living in the
We're living in Los Angeles, California.
Got it.
I think that's the difference. Wouldn't you say, John, the majority of the country does not have Amazon Prime?
I remember one time I would agree with that. I remember one time Mason and I were having a discussion and Mason said I said, well, that's on cable. Not everybody gets cable. And Mason said, who in the world does not get cable? Everybody has cable. You know what the cable penetration numbers are in L.A. County?
What?
70%.
Wow.
30% of the city of the county doesn't have cable.
So Amazon.
And by the way, those numbers are going down because there's a lot of cord cutters now.
Right? Amazon Prime has got 150 million paid Prime members. The country's about 400 million now.
Okay, but
that's worldwide.
Okay, but if they have 140 worldwide.
150 million worldwide.
Not in the States.
Not in the U.S.
Okay, because 140.
This is how comfortable I am.
But that's when you think about households. That's like, you don't have to have, let's say there's five people in your household, you only have to have one Prime membership to get the thing sent there.
True.
So, DeMarco, this is how much I lean on Amazon Prime. If I'm on a four-city road trip, let's say I'm going Utah, Minnesota, Chicago, New York.
Yeah, yeah.
I will figure out, let's say I forgot something.
Yeah.
I forgot a deodorant that I like.
Okay.
Oh, all right. John, really?
I will send
it to the hotel.
I will send it to the next hotel.
Are you serious?
And it'll be waiting for me when I get
Amazon Prime to the hotel.
Wow. All the time.
Wow.
You can't.
So
find
it's not even like, you know, it's not like it's not like a minimum order. Like
I'm that guy. And they deliver it in a big box, Ramona. It would drive you crazy.
Yeah, there is no minimum order on Amazon. No,
it's Postmates. I feel a little bad ordering like one thing.
I once ordered 2 packages of Reese's peanut butter cups from.
I thought it was like 8 packages of Reese's peanut butter.
2 4 packs.
Okay.
2 4 packs of Reese's.
To be delivered by, I guess it was Postmates.
Postmates.
That's
what did that cost you?
That's embarrassing.
I'm just curious.
It cost more to deliver than it did to.
Yeah.
It's probably $20.
Did you not have the time to go drive and get it yourself?
DeMarco, after 4:20 in the afternoon, I'm not
He's
driving.
Not in driving condition.
I don't drive.
Respect. Yeah.
Momo, here's what I'm disappointed in. We've talked a lot, you and I personally, privately, about your new TV show, the Ramona Ramona Shelburne Sterling Affairs.
Yeah, okay.
And so far, John, have you gotten a call about auditioning or being in the show? No, you haven't.
I have.
My ass.
I swear to God.
You have?
Yeah.
The casting director hit you?
Yeah. They're casting for Ralph Lawler, but they want him to be younger, but they said I was too young.
I
didn't even know that.
As Ralph Lawler?
I didn't even know that. That's great.
You're kidding me.
Wow.
I'm kidding you.
Oh.
I should have stayed with that because it would have driven you crazy for the whole week.
Oh, man. He would have been mad at me, not you.
Which would have been even better.
I said over Juan's stuff.
Because you're supposed to be looking out for me and Juan.
And I basically, like, here's
the
thing.
Do you still like the person that they cast for V. Stiviano?
Yes.
Because I found somebody else that could be a really good V. Stiviano. Mm-hmm. I found a couple of people that would be really good. But you like the actress they hired?
Yeah, she signed up. They already announced it. It's good.
Okay. Is there any is there any major part that isn't cast yet?
I'm trying to think.
They cast Sterling. They cast Doc.
Yeah, they cast Roser.
They cast Roser. Roser's the guy from Billions, right?
Yeah.
That guy would be perfect.
Who else would we consider a major one?
Is it, they're like, are they casting the players? They have players? Are they casting Chris
what about,
Paul?
Yeah, they have players, but
they're
not
casting David Stern.
No,
because
no.
David Stern was out
no,
by
we
then.
We got to cast
it's
Adam Silver.
Adam Silver.
Yeah, we need
I
Adam
will
Silver.
Totally shave
no,
my
I
head
already
for
gave
that.
Her, no, I already gave her the guy who should play Adam Silver. It's yeah. that comedian from Community.
Yeah,
yeah, that guy'd
one.
Be perfect.
That's
what about
one.
If I shave my head? Can I go in for that one?
You can go in for maybe. That one.
Okay, make him go in for it with a shaved head and then tell him he didn't get it.
So here's so you guys
that's
head
commitment. Wow. If I shave my head for that role, that is commitment.
You actually could pull it off. You could pull off Adam Silver.
Totally could.
Yeah, you totally could. Yeah. You'd have to like, you'd have to get real skinny.
I'm on the way. I'm on the way.
The way.
What's yeah. the timetable on it? Like so, when do they want to start filming it? When do they want to air
we're
it?
We're filming this fall.
Okay.
So, and but you know,
and then it would air in 23.
23. So the thing is, I'm technically a executive producer, but like I kind of just get told things.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You're not really actually executive
and,
producing.
Like I hit the people and I say, hey, what's going on this week? And they go, okay, I'll call you on Monday and I'll let you know the latest. Like,
yeah.
Like there's all these things that
I
happen
think it's gonna
and
be
I
great.
Get these little I get little updates.
Can we
and
know
then
who,
when they what's that?
Can we know who's doing Sterling? Can you say
yeah,
that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
they've
Ed
announced
O'Neal.
It.
Who's the actor?
Ed O'Neal.
Ed O'Neal.
Al Bundy.
Ed O'Neal is doing Sterling?
Yeah, doing
yeah.
Sterling.
Oh, wow.
He's
wow.
great.
Am I prepared to hate him?
No.
I like O'Neal.
Well, I mean, you're going to have to
I'm
going to
hate him
the Donald
in this role.
Character.
Oh, my
yeah.
God. That's going to be
he's
going to
be really good in that role. Like,
yeah.
I've
he's
seen
been great.
Things,
he's
yeah.
been great in everything. He
He's a theater actor, too.
He is a theater
yeah,
actor.
I
remember when,
I don't
you know, I'm a big West Wing devotee, and he was one of the guys that ran for president in the last season of the West Wing, and he was great.
Wow.
Yeah, he can play.
Did he lose to Jimmy Smits?
He did.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who's playing V. Stiviano?
Their name is
new.
You don't
brand
know
new
her.
New person.
Good.
Okay.
Brand new person.
Okay.
Yeah.
Same look. Similar look.
Oh,
same,
she looks just like her.
Just
you put
like
that
her.
Beekeeper thing on. It's your gold.
Wow. Okay.
You know, I'll tell you this. I don't know everything that happens because I haven't seen the last episodes yet. The scripts, but the scripts that I have read are awesome.
Are they?
They're really good. And the V characters, a bigger deal in this TV show than it was in the podcast.
Good.
Right?
Sure.
Like, V in the podcast.
More
was like the
V
one,
for
more
me.
V.
More V.
Yeah. And she has a. They're sort of composite characters of like people who are in real life, but then we've kind of made them into composites.
Right. Sure.
So there's a. V has a friend in this, you know?
Oh.
But yeah.
Okay. Good.
Yeah.
All right.
Are you ready? You guys ready to take over?
Let's go.
Sure.
Absolutely.
So,
game on.
I don't know if you heard this, but I said I listened to the show yesterday, as I promised.
You critiqued.
How much of it did you listen to?
Probably an hour and 15 minutes.
Whoa.
Yeah, I was driving around a lot.
Oh,
okay.
Yesterday.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Give you guys a solid six.
A six?
Yeah.
A solid six. How do we feel about that? A six?
I'm all right with that.
That's good, right?
Seven is a stretch goal for you guys today. I'm going to be listening.
Seven is
very
a stretch
carefully.
Goal.
Seven is a stretch goal. Let's do it. Let's do
I
it.
Will you do it.
All right. Hey, we are back Monday at 1 o'clock live from Rams training camp.
That's far for you, Mace.
It's all right. We were there last week.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Kind of fun.
Yeah, it's really
it's cool,
fun
right?
out there.
Yeah.
We will do that on Monday. In the meantime, to get you ready for the weekend, in place of Shidano and Cappy, we've got Ramona Shelburne and DeMarco Farr. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.